Around the church, in the little village, and beyond in the green fields crisscrossed by hedgerows, all was quiet. The individual firefights of the night had tapered off with the coming of the light. Von der Heydt could see neither American nor German units. Climbing down from the steeple, the colonel drove his motorcycle a couple of kilometers north to Brecourt Manor, where the German artillery had a battery of 405-millimeter cannon dug in and camouflaged. There were no artillerymen around. Evidently, they had scattered in the night after the airborne landings began. Von der Heydt roared back to Carentin, where he ordered his 1st Battalion to occupy and hold Santa Marie du Mont and Brecourt, and to find some artillerymen to get that battery working. It was perfectly placed to lob shells on the landing craft at Utah Beach and to engage the warships out in the channel. By this time, about 0700, E Company consisted of 2 light machine guns, 1 bazooka, no ammunition, 1 60-millimeter mortar, 9 riflemen, and 2 officers. As the 2nd Battalion moved into a group of houses in a tiny village called Le Grand Chemin, just 3 kilometers or so short of Santa Marie du Mont, it drew heavy fire from up front. The column stopped. Winters and his men sat down to rest. 10 or 15 minutes later, Battalion S1 Lieutenant George Lavinson, formerly of E Company, came walking down the road. "Winters," he said, "they want you up front." Captain Hester, S3, and Lieutenant Nixon, S2, both close friends of Winters, told him there was a 4-gun battery of German 105-millimeter cannon a few hundred meters across some hedgerows and open fields, opposite a large French farmhouse called Brecourt Manor. Intelligence had not spotted the cannon, as they were dug into the hedgerow, connected by an extensive trench system covered by brush and trees. There was a 50-man platoon of infantry defending the position, part of Colonel von der Heydt's 1st Battalion. The cannon had just gone into action, firing on Utah Beach, some 5 or 6 kilometers to the northeast. The 2nd Battalion was less than 100 men strong at that point. Lieutenant Colonel Strayer had responsibilities in all 4 directions from Le Grand Chemin. He was trying to build his battalion up to somewhere near its full strength of 600 men and to defend from counterattacks. He could only afford to send 1 company to attack the German battery. Hester told Winters to take care of that battery. It was 0830. Captain Sobel was about to get a little revenge on Hitler. The U.S. Army was about to get a big payoff from its training and equipment investment. The American people were about to get their reward for having raised such fine young men.